From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. Well, never say die, right? Well, that's the feeling after the reintroduction in the House of Representatives of the labor reform bill called the Farm Workforce Modernization Act. I asked one of the sponsors, Sunnyside Republican Dan Newhouse, if there's a little more understanding on the Senate side this third time through to help pass the legislation.
You know, it's maybe two different things. They're absolutely that, recognizing that the labor shortage is a huge issue. But also there's a big concern, as you know, with the situation at our southern border particularly.
And the border issues, Newhouse says, will still play a role.
Looking for ways to improve our ability to control our southern border, I think, is a big factor in whether or not people can support changes to our visa laws, our agricultural labor laws, to allow legal immigration.
Newhouse says it won't be easy, but it's necessary.
So it's kind of a two-pronged approach. We're trying to do all we can to improve the situation at the southern border while opening up legal ability for people to come to this country and work. And so it all of a sudden gets very complicated, and that's the hurdle that we are trying to get over in the Senate.
Newhouse says it's passed twice before in the House, so now it's time for the Senate to bring it home. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.